Yeah. Oh, there you are, eh? Late again. Danged if I know what's got into you lately, Ed.
Well, the latest thing I got...
What tarnation is this writing to us? The McFall Manufacturing Company, Chicago. Wonder what they want.
And what is it, a done?
Well, it's no. No, it ain't no done. We never bought nothing from these people. Oh, they want to sell us something.
What?
Well, darned if I know yet, so I'll read it to you. It says, "Dear sirs, are you in business to make money?"
What do they suppose we want to make, mud pies?
No, we're just trying to find out. Goes on, "If so, become a McFall distributor in your territory and double your earnings."
Become a what?
A distributor.
What's that?
Why, it's... Oh, dagnabbit, you know them things in a motor car engine with a lot of wires running into it?
Dang if I want to become one of them things.
I don't know as I want to, neither. But it don't say we have to. It just says if we do, we can double our earnings.
How much did we make last month?
If I remember exactly, we lost $12.41.
Shucks. I suppose if we sat on an engine and held all them wires, we'd lose twice as much.
Well, that's what it says, anyhow. Let's see what else he is. "Every farmer is a potential prospect for the McFall wind engine."
What the world are they talking about, anyway?
I'm just sure myself. Maybe they
left... Ain't no use reading any more till we get this straight. And what was it they called the farmers?
It says they're potential prospects.
What's that?
Oh, I bet the girl just made a mistake typing it. They must have meant potato prospects. Don't you think that fits into the farmers all right?
Shucks. Farmers ain't prospects for potatoes. They sell them.
Well, they got to buy some for seed, don't they?
Yeah, suppose they do. Mm-hmm. What kind of engine was that?
It was a wind engine. That must be what we're supposed to set on and hold the wires instead of a motor car engine, eh?
Well, that ain't much better.
Well, what do you mean it ain't? Wouldn't be near so hot.
Maybe not. What else do they say?
Let's see. Well, oh, yes. McFall harnesses nature.
Sure. I know what they're after.
You do, do you?
Yes, I do. They've heard I bought a horse, and they're trying to sell it some harness.
Oh, it don't mean nothing of the kind. How do they know about the horse?
You're so dad darn smart. What does it mean?
Why, it means it's a kind of... No, you wouldn't understand it anyway. Let's see what else he is. The wind brings electricity into your home.
Must be selling lightning rods.
No, they ain't. That means if the wind blows hard enough, it'd blow the electric wires right into the house if you left the windows open.
Sure. Who's going to leave the windows open when there's a storm?
Don't I know. Maybe it tells you in the letter.
That don't.
Well, let's see anyway. Says, the McFall wind engine will bring the city to the farm.
It'll do what?
Bring the city to the farm. The farm.
Which city?
You don't say. Maybe you can pick out whichever one you want.
Whose farm?
Oh, I suppose to any farmer that buys one of these here wind engines.
Sure. The whole dad darn thing's a fake. That's what it is.
Oh, it ain't a fake. This must be a big company, and they wouldn't
do it. It is too a fake. Ain't no engine ever been made that's big enough to move a city out onto a farm. Might as well throw that letter in the trash basket.
Well, I just won't throw it in the trash basket. Anyhow, not till I see whether we can make any money out of it.
I'll tell you it's a fake, Jim.
Shut up your crap, will you? Let's see. They say, why burn kerosene? Let the wind illuminate your home.
What do they mean by that?
Oh, concern. Can't you understand nothing? It means if you've got an old house you want to get rid of, and instead of using kerosene to burn it down, you can let the wind illuminate it.
It'd take a pretty dad darn strong wind.
Well, that's what the wind engine's for, to make the wind.
Oh, shucks. If they think we're going to buy one of them engines just to blow houses down, they're crazy.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny the way double our income, all right. And then they say, sold on easy installments. We carry the paper.
There you are. I told you the fake, didn't I?
What are you talking about?
If they're such a rich company, why are they out carrying papers for a living?
Oh, it don't mean that.
What does it mean?
It means that if you buy one of these engines on the installment plan and you...
But what's that got to do with carrying papers?
Just keep still and I'll tell you. After you've signed the papers, they carry them back to their office. See now?
Why in the tarnation didn't they say so then? Nothing but a dad darn fake, the whole thing. And I ain't going to listen to no more of it.
Well, where are you going?
I'm
going
to take my horse for a walk up the road a piece. I got to keep him in good condition.
Well, you'll be back here in half hour. Darn if you're going to waste all your time in that nag. Let's see now. I wonder just what this letter does mean. He'd like for Dickens to pass up any chance to make money. Maybe Precious Thistleway could help him. Oh, Landy. This night gets settled down here. Always somebody calling up. Hello? Yes, this is Deb. All right, just wait a minute. I get a pencil. Now, what was it you wanted? Cocktail sauce. No, we ain't got none of that. We got some oxtail soup. Won't do, then. Well, I'm sorry. We ain't got that either. Goodbye. Always wanting something we ain't got. Well, I'll be that darned. How be you, Hector?
Never was better, Mr. Winterbottom. Never was better.
That's fine.
My vacation did me a world of good. A world of good it did.
Yeah, I thought you was hiding from the buns.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, you amazed me. Hector Q. Smith hiding?
Well?
Don't repeat that to anyone else. And don't anybody else at all. Never let it be said.
Yes, but wait a minute. Didn't you tell me over the phone yesterday?
What I said over the phone has no bearing on the matter, Mr. Winterbottom. None at all.
Well,
why, don't you know a man says things over a phone that he wouldn't think of saying face to face? Don't you know that?
Yes, but I thought...
So we'll consider the matter closed. Closed. Look me in the eye, Mr. Winterbottom. Right straight in the eye.
Well, now see here, Hector. What in heck?
Straight in the eye. That's right. Straight in the eye. Now, Mr. Winterbottom, where... where has Hector Q. Smith been for the last few days? Straight in the eye, where has he been?
Well, you said you was in Squidsville.
Yes, that's right. That's part of it's right. But straight in the eye, Mr. Winterbottom, what was Hector Q. Smith doing in Squidsville? Concentrate. What was he doing there?
Well, I guess you're taking a vacation. At least that's what
that's
you
right.
said.
That's
you...
right, Mr. Winterbottom. Absolutely right. Now, once more, what was I doing in Squidsville?
Oh, conshining, Hector, what's all this darn foolishness you're trying to...
Answer the question. Answer the question, Mr. Winterbottom. Answer the question.
Oh, Dad, never, but you're taking a vacation.
Fine. Mr. Winterbottom, in fact, it's perfect.
Well, now that we've got that settled, how'd you find things over in Squidsville?
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet indeed.
Quiet.
In fact, it was so quiet you could hear a bed tick.
You could hear... Oh, Dad, burn you, Hector. You're starting in again. I meant house business over there.
Why, it's absolutely awful, Mr. Winterbottom. Awful.
Yes?
It's so bad that even the keys are going in the hole.
Keys? Yes. Don't think I know anybody there by that name.
Probably not. But say, they're getting ready for something big over there.
Yes.
Biggest thing ever pulled off in Squidsville.
You don't say. What is it?
The county fair.
The
county fair. This is the first time it's ever been held in Squidsville, and they're trying to make it the event of the year. Yes, sir, the event of the year.
Well, what do you know about that? I guess we'd all have to take it in, won't we?
You bet your boots we will. And furthermore, Mr. Winterbottom, Hector Q. Smith is going to be the guest of honor.
The guest of honor?
Yes, sir, the guest of honor.
Yes, but what for, Hector, what for?
What for?
Yes, what for?
Why, for heroism, that's what for heroism.
Heroism?
Yes, sir.
Well, what'd you ever do that was so...
Well, what did I do? Now, what did I do?
That's what I asked you.
Now, I never told you about that, huh?
What?
Well, I saved a baby's life. That's what I done. Saved a baby's life.
You did?
Yes, sir. There was a baby right in the middle of the street.
Yes.
And a big automobile came tearing down around the corner and headed straight at that baby.
Yes.
It was terrible, Mr. Winterbottom, terrible.
Yes.
But Hector Q. Smith was there.
Yes.
And with my unusual coolness and presence of mind, I...
Yes, go on, Hector. What'd you do?
What did I do?
Yes.
But, yes. You want to know what I did?
Yes, tell me.
Well, I put on the brakes and stopped the car.
I'm not dead, burn you, Hector. You get right out of here. Come on.
I ain't going to listen no more to your contract. Come on. Get